Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do I work this place? Like, buttons here? What do they do? What is this black thing in front of me right now? I don't know what it's like to be here anymore, Joe. It's been 8 days since my last time on the air, and it feels like an eternity. It's been one of these weeks where every day something happens, and I'm screaming into the fake microphone I've got on my desk at my office, and people are looking at me like I'm a crazy man. But it is Sports Radio WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. This is Late Night. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. You text the program at 37937. You find me on Twitter at Gilroy on Hoops, at Gilroy on Hoops and Hoops. Yeah, we'll bring that up in a little while, the whole USA basketball fiasco, what it means to the Celtics. That'll come up sometime later on in the program. We will get there, if only because I don't know when I'm going to be back again, and I've got a lot to say about that whole situation. But I would be an idiot, I would be a fool, and I would be playing the role of the caricature that people here think I am if I started the show tonight talking about FIBA basketball and how it relates to the Celtics. I'm not going to do that. Promise you, I'm not going to do that. Big story with the Patriots, of course, the whole Antonio Brown situation. And you sort of got my take there during the crossover with Mutt. It bothers me to no end that Mutt's one of these guys that's up on his moral high horse, and he's not the only one trying to tell us that, you know, Antonio Brown, he can't play. The fact is this. This is a civil lawsuit, and we're talking about millions of dollars that this guy's got the potential to earn this year. Who the hell are we to try and take away his right to earn that money? Who are we to sit here and say he can't work? Who are we to sit here and say, you know what, that guy doesn't deserve to be a Patriot? I hate when we play this moral high ground game, and it's not because I'm a Patriots fan. It's not. If the Celtics brought in a bad guy, would it put a bad taste in my mouth? Yes. Do I have a bad taste in my mouth about Antonio Brown? I certainly do. But you have to look at this in a different manner, a different light, in a different way. The fact is this, the Patriots, they play in the NFL. The NFL has got this thing called a non-guaranteed contract. So if you're going to take a risk, and when you measure the risk-reward, the NFL is the league to do it in. And the Patriots, they have taken risks like this before, and they have panned out before. So when I sit here and I listen to Mutt, and I listen to others on this station, on the other station, play their moral high ground card, I get a little bit sick. You know what? Antonio Brown's a bad guy. We can say that. He has made some legit mistakes in his life. He is not somebody that I would ever want my daughter to date. He is not somebody I would ever want my son to look up to. Does that mean that he shouldn't be able to play this weekend? Does that mean that he doesn't deserve the right to work and to play this weekend? Now, the moment this thing goes from civil to criminal, I'll change my mind. But right now, it's a civil suit. Right now, this is no different than if you feel like you're butt hurt by somebody and you want to go civilly sue somebody, go for it. Do it. The legal standard for a civil suit is wildly different than it is for a criminal case. And again, if the league investigates, if the Patriots investigate, if there is a legitimate investigation process and it turns out that this guy beat the bag out of this woman, then by all means, his former trainer, by all means, kick him the hell off the team, kick him out of the NFL. But right now, as it stands, as a civil suit, why are we even sitting here wasting our breath talking about potentially not playing this guy? Why he doesn't deserve to be a Patriot, and why the Patriots made a mistake by taking a risk and bringing him in. So we'll start the show here tonight talking Antonio Brown. Coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock tonight, we'll be joined by attorney Dan Lust. He was with us about a month ago, and Dan's this guy that got sort of semi-famous, I'm going to say, 6-8 weeks ago with the whole Kevin Durant situation. So he was the one that came out and said that Kevin Durant could potentially sue the Golden State Warriors for $1 billion. And he got picked up everywhere. He was on every radio station in this country, every TV station in this country. We had him here on Late Night talking about that situation. And now he's making the media rounds once again. Nobody understands this case better than Dan Lust. He'll talk to us about all the legalese, the ins and outs of this situation, who has what rights, and really what Antonio Brown should be doing, what he is doing, what he could be doing, and what rights the NFL has, what rights the Patriots have, and what rights Antonio has, and what rights the accuser has. So we'll get to Dan coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock tonight, because again, we're all sitting here playing armchair lawyer. We're sitting here pretending to fully understand the law, sitting here pretending to fully understand the collective bargaining agreement and the rights that everybody in this situation has. I got tired of listening to everybody here try and pretend to know it all. So rather than do that, we figured we'd get Dan on the line, and Dan will set us all straight, and he'll let us know who has what rights in this situation. So Dan Lust, stay tuned for him coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock tonight. Until then, we will take your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Again, my name is Patrick Gilroy. This is Late Night. Room for you guys tonight, 617-779-7937. And I heard a caller, I don't know, half an hour ago, talking about Myra Kraft and talking about the way it used to be here, talking about Christian Peter and the standard that the Patriots used to sort of set for themselves and the standard that they used to hold their players accountable to. Don't you feel like that all went out the window the moment they drafted Aaron Hernandez? Like, are we really sitting here? That was 2010, by the way. Are we really going to sit here and pretend that the Patriots still hold themselves to this standard that Myra Kraft set, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, for players that dare don the uniform of the New England Patriots? The fact is, you have rooted for bad guys. I have rooted for bad guys. There have been bad guys on this football team. There have been plenty of guys that are bad guys that we didn't know were bad guys at the time that we have rooted for on this football team. So why do we sit here and pretend to know who Antonio Brown is, what went down with this situation with his former trainer, and how it affects the Patriots, how it affects him, and most importantly, how it affects her? I'm not going to sit here and try to understand. I'm not going to be an Antonio Brown apologist. I'm not going to sit here and wonder why she didn't, I don't know, make it a legal case against him, a criminal case against him. I'm not going to play that game because I don't want to know. I have no idea how a victim thinks. And if she is a victim in this situation, then God bless her. She deserves all the rights that she has. She deserves to sue. She deserves to watch her Antonio Brown go to jail. She deserves to get paid, right? All of those things are true. But right now, in week two of the NFL schedule, week two of the NFL season, Antonio Brown is a Patriot. Legally, nothing is happening to him right now, and all it is a civil suit. Do you know how many people, respected people, right now in the city of Boston are involved in potential civil suits, civil lawsuits, company against company, person against person, employee versus employer? There are hundreds of thousands of civil suits taking place in this, just in this city alone right now. If all of those resulted in people's inability to go to the office and go to work, commerce would be shut down in this state. You understand that this is something that's an everyday occurrence. This is not the same thing as what happened to Robert Kraft. This is not the legal system coming down on Antonio Brown. This is something completely different with a completely different standard that needs to be sort of met here when it comes to legally finding him guilty. And from what I understand, and again, we'll get to Dan Lust coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock. He'll have a better understanding of this for us. The sort of standard that has to be set here legally is far less than it would be if this were a criminal case. So chances are, if this case has some merit, if this woman, if this accuser has some merit, chances are we are going to find out about it, and chances are it's not going to be pretty. But why do we rush to judgment now? Why do we rush to punishment now? And why do we want to sort of jump the gun and keep this guy out of the lineup now when quite possibly it could happen at the worst possible time this season? It could happen in week 10, week 12, week 14. It could happen going into the playoffs. And if it happens then and the Patriots lose their guy then, well, then shame on them for getting used to having a guy on the roster, for getting accustomed to having a guy on the roster, and for depending on a guy that's on the roster that they knew was undependable because this thing was hanging around in the background. I guess that's my point here, is the Patriots know the risk that they're taking. The Patriots knew the moment they signed him the risk that they were taking. Did the Patriots know that that risk was going to be something that rears its ugly head in week two? Probably not. Did they realize that within 48 hours of signing him, all hell was going to break loose? Probably not. but they probably did weigh the pros and cons before they brought this guy aboard. And they probably realized that at some point here, it was going to get ugly at some point this season. Now, you could look at the bright side and say, okay, you get it out of the way now. You get the BS out of the way now, and that means second half of the season, maybe things will be smooth sailing. I doubt it. This guy is a head case. This guy is a me-first player. You know, if you wanted to call the program tonight, or if Mutt wanted to have the take that the Patriots don't need a me-first guy, that they don't need a guy like this that's going to come in and potentially disrupt the chemistry in that locker room, that's a better point to me. That point has more merit to me than he shouldn't play because of a civil suit against him. So again, it is Sports Radio WEI. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. I usually don't go to calls in the first segment here, but the call lines are loaded up here tonight. They were loaded up from Mutt. They'll remain loaded up all weekend long on Antonio Brown. So let's just go right to the calls and get your opinion here. Let's go to Don. Don's in Quincy. Don, you're first up here on Late Night.
Yeah, Ken, I'm sorry, but this isn't for you. This is for that idiot that was on before you, okay? And that joke of a reporter at the Globe. First off, you're taking money out of his pocket. Yes, he's getting paid, but he's losing his incentives. How much incentives is he making this year, please? Can you tell me?
Maybe it was $6 million. It's a big number. A big portion of his contract
right.
is incentive
laden. And that's what they're trying to take out of his friggin' pocket for something that's not even known if he did. And all the story that's out there, it's mostly her that's got a shaky story, okay? Because I think it was on OMF that there's video of her in his bed with him, with pictures, I mean, excuse me, and other places with him.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt they had a relationship for 3 years, whether it was professional, sexual, somewhere in between the two. There's no doubt there was something there. Don, that doesn't mean that Antonio Brown didn't cross the line maybe right. more than once, but we don't know yet. And I hate the fact right. that we sit here and we rush to judgment every single time.
I'm not rushing to judgment. I'm waiting. And and you know what? I trust in Bill. I don't care. And you know something? I wish you could do something about it, but you can't. Ken Laird shouldn't be talking any New England sports. He's not from here. He don't even like our teams.
No, he's a Steeler fan. He's a Steeler fan. He's a fraud. I understand. Listen, Don, I appreciate the phone call. I like Ken as a person, but when he talks New England sports, it drives me a little bit crazy. I am with you, Don. All right? He's not even from here. It is Sports Radio, WEI. It's Late Night. My name is Patrick Gilroy. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. Of course, opening the show here tonight, talking Antonio Brown. We've talked Antonio Brown all week long. We will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. He is that kind of guy. He is a lightning rod guy, even without this story, even without this civil suit. Antonio Brown is somebody that's going to be the center of attention. Now, if you want to have a debate with me, have a discussion with me that the Patriots certainly didn't need to bring a guy like that aboard, by all means. I mean, when you look at the fact that their two most talented receivers have giant question marks next to their names, that's a debate worth having. That is a discussion worth having, and there is a football dialogue that we could sit here and intelligently discuss if you want to do that. But to sit here and pretend to know what happened between two adults when both sides in this situation have got some shaky backgrounds, I am not comfortable doing that. And the fact that we're sitting here as human beings who all are prone to mistakes, we're sitting here casting judgment on Antonio Brown for a situation that he's guilty of one thing. He put himself in a tough spot. He put himself in a bad situation, and maybe he crossed the line. And if he did, throw the book at him. Get him the hell out of New England. Put him behind bars. Give that woman the what she needs, whether it's financial, whether it's making sure she watches this guy go to jail. By all means, she deserves all of that if he is found guilty. But this is not a criminal case. This is a civil case, and there is the possibility that it's a civil case, not criminal, because it's all about money. And we'll find out the truth, I hope, about this situation in the foreseeable future. But until then, isn't the whole point of what we do here in this country the fact that we are innocent until proven guilty? And doesn't that mean that whether it's a DUI case or it's a sexual assault case or whatever the case may be, doesn't it mean that you should have the right, the ability, and the wherewithal to be able to go to work and not face criticism, not face potential fines, not face exile by your employer until that case is brought to light and until all the facts are known? That's what makes me uncomfortable here, because you out there in the in WEI land, us here behind the microphone, we are all prone to mistakes. Mistakes will happen. Unfortunate situations will happen. And by all means, God knows, I do not want to be judged on the worst moment of my life. Whatever that moment was, whatever that moment will be, I don't want to be judged based on half-truths on that worst moment of my life. If a judge says one thing and I've got to abide by it, by all means. Until then, I don't need Mike Monansky or any other jock here on the station or on the other station or across the country doing what we do on sports radio. I don't need anybody else on their moral high ground, because if I dig deep enough in your backgrounds, God knows what we'll find with you people as well. And you don't want to be judged based on that. I am sure you don't want to be judged based on that. So it is Sports Radio, WEI, room for you guys at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle's in West Warwick. Kyle, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, so I just wanted to talk about, Antonio Brown right now, his case is a civil case, and it shouldn't really be something that should be talked about as much right now, because they said in the last segment it could take a year or more to find out the outcome of the case. And I think that maybe in the case, since it is civil, they fell standings on what happened and use that in court, and it could hurt Antonio Brown or help him. But I think for now they should just hold off on worrying about that, maybe put him in the game. They could back off of it and say he's not ready, he doesn't know the playbook yet. But for now, I think that we should really just worry about football and not really worry about this case so much. I mean, I've been hearing about it all week, and his case right now is a serious case, and it should be taken seriously, but it is a civil case, and it's something that he shouldn't be held against them neither until it's the finding is there. It's not criminal.
No, I'm with you.
That's what I really wanted to say.
I'm with you, Kyle. Listen, I appreciate the phone call, and that's the thing. It's not criminal yet. If it were to become criminal, if during this investigation it becomes criminal, then this entire story changes, the entire dialogue changes, and my opinion changes at that point. But right now, we're talking about a civil case. And by the way, we want to sit here and a lot of people are blaming Belichick, saying that, you know, he's selling out. He is only interested in winning another Super Bowl, interested in winning football games, selling his soul to the devil is what I heard earlier today, for the sake of winning football games. Well, it's not just Belichick, and it's not just Robert Kraft. And, you know, people are trying to tie in the Robert Kraft and what happened with him with the whole sexual situation, getting those massages from the Asian masseuses 6 months ago, and saying that this is a low-class, low-character organization. That's what I'm hearing around the country, listening to sports radio in other markets. The fact is this. You can't tie all these things together. The one person that you can tie to Antonio Brown is Tom Brady. If Tom Brady does not want Antonio Brown here, a couple things can happen. A, he can flex his muscle, and he can go into Robert Kraft's office and say, hell no. Or B, he can freeze him out of the offense. He's got that ability. He's got the choice to potentially freeze him out of the offense. None of those things are going to happen. Tom Brady wants him here. Like I told Mutt during the crossover, all the evidence that you need is between the, I don't know if he's really living with Tom Brady or not, but the fact is he's been to his house. We've seen pictures of that. But last night was all the evidence I needed to see. You've got Antonio Brown tweeting out video of him late night with Alex Guerrero at the TB12 clinic working out. Not only with Guerrero, but calling Guerrero out in the video. Alex Guerrero is Tom Brady's best friend, his business partner, and the godfather to his children. If Tom Brady did not want or did not feel comfortable with Antonio Brown here, the first phone call he's making is to Alex Guerrero saying, I don't want that guy in my clinic. I don't want him in the building. I don't want you training him. You have nothing to do with him, Guerrero, because without me, you are nothing. Alex Guerrero owes everything he has right now to Tom Brady. The one guy that he is beholden to, the one guy that he listens to, is Tom Brady. Again, you got to connect the dots here, folks. If Tom Brady was not comfortable with this, Tom Brady would have the right to flex his muscle, and he wouldn't be here. Tom Brady wants him here, and that's all we should need to know from a football point of view. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. If you're on the line, stay on the line. I see you guys there. We're going to take you guys up until midnight tonight talking about Antonio Brown, the New England Patriots. You got the Patriots coming up this Sunday, 1 o'clock in Miami against the Dolphins, looking like Antonio Brown will play. The question is, if this thing drags on for a year, are we going to sit here and be on our moral high ground, you know, our moral high horse for the next year? Are we going to have to listen to, read, and watch Dan Shaughnessy and Mike Monansky tell us the difference between what's right and what is wrong for the foreseeable future? Because if that's the case, maybe it's time for me to move the hell out of New England. It is Sports Radio WEI.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now is brought to you by Arch Painting. Antonio Brown looks like he's going to play on Sunday against the Dolphins. The Patriots are set to kick off that game at 1 o'clock in Miami. The NFL, they've chosen not to place Antonio on the commissioner's exempt list. The investigation is said to begin sometime next week. Could take up to a year. The Browns, the helmet manufacturer Zenith, they decided to part ways with the Patriots wide receiver. Their quote today saying, "We look forward to seeing the Zenith shadow worn by football athletes at all levels of play this fall." Patriots injury list, it includes Brandon Bolden, Marcus Cannon, Matt Lacoste. They are all questionable for the game. Albert Wilson and safety Rashad Jones both ruled out for this Sunday's game in Miami. The Red Sox, they begin, they're off tonight. They'll begin a two-game set against the Phillies tomorrow. And my name is Patrick Gilroy, and that is what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All aboard!
Call God. In the time of crisis, all I ask is love, dedication, and focus. Stay focused. The devil gonna try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals. The key is, don't let them. Now I was thinking about it. All the basketball players in the world, all the soccer players in the world, they get love and embrace. Maybe we need a football USA team so the world can love us. Because all we get is hate. Call God. I'm gone.
It's Antonio Brown right there. Not saying he's a normal guy. Not saying that he's the role model that I want my son to look up to.
Absolutely freaking not.
But what I am saying is he has got the right to play football this weekend. That is subject to change. That is subject to potential new information. And let's not forget. And again, we'll talk to entertainment and sports law expert attorney at law, Dan Luss, coming up a little bit after 11. Because Dan knows the ins and outs of these things. He was at the forefront of the whole Kevin Durant potential lawsuit against the Golden State Warriors for up to $1 billion. And he's been making the rounds this week. But one thing that he reminded people of is when this investigation begins, it begins in earnest on Wednesday, because that is when Roger Goodell is scheduled to meet with Antonio Brown's victim. And if in that case, in that meeting, if Roger Goodell feels like, well, this guy crossed the line, he did something very wrong here, everything is subject to change upon that meeting.
You don't think he's already thought that he's crossed the line?
It's possible, but the fact is this, there's absolutely no criminal charges filed right now. So what, I know that Roger Goodell can do whatever he wants. We learned all about that with the whole Article 42, is that what the article was, where he has absolute power. But I think it's a bad look, because I promise you Antonio Brown is not the only NFL player right now involved in a civil suit. I promise you he's not. So if we're going to set the precedent that if you're involved in a civil suit, that means you can't work, that means you can't play, that's a bad precedent to be set. That's a bad road for the NFL to go down. So it is
Goodell.
So it is Sports Radio WEI. Room for you guys tonight at 617-779-7937. My name is Patrick Gilroy. This is Late Night, taking you guys up until midnight tonight. Again, that number is 617-779-7937. Let's get right back out to your phone calls. Let's go to Tom. Tom's in Chicopee. Tom, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Pat.
My pleasure, Tom.
Hey, there's two things. One, I want to talk about Antonio Brown, too, but the Patriots and Dolphins, right?
Yep.
Doesn't it seem like, remember the year the Patriots were undefeated, and it was like week 15, and they had to play the Dolphins, and the Dolphins were 0-15, and the Dolphins almost pulled it off. I mean, I have no doubt New England's going to win, But they got like that Red Sox, Yankee, Celtics, Lakers thing, you know, where they play each other really tough. You know,
the Patriots always struggle in Miami, and inevitably every time they play down there, it's one of these 95-degree, 100% humidity days single time. And for anybody that's familiar with what it feels like down there, then it's like running through the it's disgusting. So
it's a steam bath, man.
It happens every time. I think the line right now is 18.5. I expect it to be a much closer game than the line indicates.
Oh yeah, yeah, me too. And as far as Antonio, I mean, listen. You know, let the guy play. That's such BS, you know, like you said, a civil case. Who are they? You know, let the guy play. And, you know, I hope he has a 3-touchdown game against them. You know, I hope he does great. You know,
he may. I mean, he's that talented, Tom. Exactly.
He's got the potential.
He does. But again, you know, if he has a 3-touchdown game and then we learn next week when the investigation starts that Antonio did rape her, I'll be the first one to come on the air and say, I was wrong. Get him the hell out of here. Put him in jail. But right now, we don't have those facts.
None at all. Right. And I'd be there with you. Yep. Exactly.
And that's
and
it.
You know, and you know what? I grew up a Raiders fan only because I was a Chickabee guy and Billy Budnas played for the Raiders, you know, and he grew up like 3 streets from my dad's bar. And when I was a little kid, these guys used to stop at my dad's bar and they'd bring me up and down the street on their Harleys and stuff. So I thought they were the coolest dudes in the world. I was 5 years old, you know.
Of course, you know.
So I loved them.
You love the Raiders, so you know, you love the team that had some questionable players play for the team. And look, the Patriots, they're right there. And you know, to the texter at 37937 that says, do you think playing Antonio Brown will hurt the perception of the team long term? Hell no. I don't, because the perception of the team, what is the perception of the New England Patriots? And we need to be intelligent enough and have our eyes open enough to realize what the perception of the Patriots is outside of our little bubble here in New England.
I'm tired of all this winning!
Outside of New England, the Patriots are hated, and the perception is that they are long-term cheaters, no regard for the rules, no regard for the competition. They think that they are sexually abusive, as per what happened to Robert Kraft this past offseason. They think that this is a team that it is full of cheating scandals, whether it's Tom Brady deflating footballs or the Patriots deciding to take advantage of every little edge in the rule book. They think that their coach is a low-class cheater. They think that this is a team that's brought in Corey Dillon, brought in Randy Moss, brought in some very questionable characters in the past, and a team that is essentially, this is par for the Patriot course. And I say that because the moment that word got out last weekend that there was the potential for Antonio Brown to be cut, before he got cut, I'm talking 24, 48, 72 hours before he was actually released from his contract with the Raiders, and when the rumors started to swirl, who was the first team and really the only team that he was attached to? I mean, it was the Patriots. Everybody on a national perspective, on a national level, had the Patriots attached to this guy, saying that if something were to happen and he were to get out of his contract, he were to get cut, the Patriots would be the team most likely to bring him on board.
Knock on wood if you're with me, okay?
And the fact is, that's because they've got a history of doing this. So no, the perception of the Patriots does not change at all. It just reinforces what the rest of the country believes the Patriots have been and will continue to be. And that is a team that has got no regard for the rules, a team that has got no regard for their competition, a team that has got no regard for anything except for winning at all and any cost. That's the perception of the Patriots, whether we like it or not. The Patriot way is the winning way. It is not some moral high ground way. I'm sorry, the days of Myra Kraft making sure that Christian Peter didn't don a Patriot uniform, you may want those days back, but those days have been gone for a very long time. This team drafted a murderer. And you know what? They had his background. I don't know if they knew that Aaron Hernandez was as off the wall as he really was. I don't know if they realized how off the rails he was, but they knew that they were drafting a guy with very questionable moral character. And they didn't care because he was a value where he was in the draft, and they thought that they could utilize him. They thought that he would help win football games. And ultimately, Aaron Hernandez did help win football games, and he was a value where he was in the draft. And that's all the Patriots cared about. They took a risk. They took a chance. They drafted a murderer. Did they learn from that? No. Now they have a potential rapist on their hands.
Potential.
And potential is the key word there. And again, if we're going to sit here and we're going not going to allow Patriots on this team, allow players on this team that potentially were involved in something that we morally don't agree with, I have a stinking suspicion that you might have a hard time fielding a complete football team. That's the fact here. Now, there's different levels of potential criminal intent, and what Antonio Brown is civilly accused of taking part in is reprehensible. However, I'm not going to sit here and tell somebody he can't work, he can't play, he does not deserve to be a Patriot based on a civil suit. Make it a criminal suit, show me the evidence, and I'll be the first one to sit here and say, I was wrong, I don't want him here. But as of right now, I don't want my son looking up to him, don't want my daughter dating him, but I have no problem rooting for him this Sunday. So it is Sports Radio, WEI, room for you guys here tonight at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Lowell. Mike, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, I just want to know why isn't anyone saying, asking whether or not they think this girl's lying? Like, I can bring up three cases where people were proven to be liars. The Duke lacrosse players, Jussie Smollett, and Judge Kavanaugh. Like, no one's going after this girl because everyone's afraid of this Me Too movement. Like, what did he have to – he doesn't have to rape her. They have the video of them being together. Like, this is ridiculous.
Mike, nobody wants the victim blame and victim shame. That's what it is. You know
that,
right?
The thing. Right. But that's the thing. Everyone's afraid now because of this Me Too movement. And it's all bull. I mean, look at this. Look at the video they have of them together. Like, and then she waits 2 years for this before she says it happened. And then what is she? She doesn't ask for, like, if Antonio Brown raped you, would you not call the police or would you wait a year and then file a $75,000 lawsuit?
Look,
none of this makes sense. This is like the Smollett case.
It is. It's similar to the Smollett case. You're right about that. And again, I'm not going to sit here, though, and say that she doesn't have a case or maybe he didn't cross a line with her because we don't know. So I'm comfortable understanding that we don't know. And in the United States of America, you're allowed to work while the legal process plays out, whether it's civil or criminal. So right now, let's let him work. That's all I'm saying, Mike.
I agree 100%. And the thing is, it's like if he did something wrong, why wouldn't he give her the $75,000 hush money? Like, and why is she only asking for $75,000?
Look, these are questions.
This is a guy that's worth millions and millions of dollars. It's like,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Write the check and be done with it. These are questions that I hope we'll start to get answers to coming up next week. And again, you know, we'll have Dan Lust. He's an entertainment and sports lawyer, attorney at law, coming up a little bit after 11. He's on top of this thing, and he's been on top of it across the country all week long. You know, he's reporting tonight that the league is scheduled to meet with Antonio Brown's accuser on Wednesday. Maybe we'll have answers to your very questions there come on Wednesday. And if she brings some evidence to the table, and if she's compelling enough, maybe things will change. Maybe the league will decide at that point that he does go on the exempt list. Maybe the league decides at that point that maybe he should be suspended. He's not allowed to play because of what she brings to the table, because of how compelling she may be, because of any potential evidence that she might have. But right now, it is one person's word against another. And in the United States of America, it is very, very, very tricky to start to do this, because if you start to tell people they can't work, they can't participate, they can't live their life the way that they want to live it based on somebody's accusation against you, everything goes to crap. It does, because I can make an accusation against Mutt. Did he accidentally rub my thigh the wrong way when we bumped into each other on the way out of the studio? I'm uncomfortable. Let's file a civil lawsuit. We could play this game all day, every day. Okay, I'm not comfortable playing this game. Now, if this woman legitimately was raped and legitimately does not want to file a criminal complaint against him and simply wants money, man, I don't know what to do at that point. Because again, you know, if she were raped, I would like to believe that she would like to see justice play out. Raping her has to be worth more than the cash that she's looking for in her mind. She's got to think more highly of herself than that. So there's unanswered questions here. I am sure Antonio Brown crossed a line or two with her. I am sure he did. But does that constitute rape in this country? Does that constitute rape? Does that constitute the inability to go to work, the inability to maintain your freedom, and the inability to earn your money? Because again, when we sit here and we talk about the exempt list, yes, you get paid your base salary if you go on the exempt list. But Antonio Brown's contract is incentive laden. So we're talking about costing this guy somewhere between $5 and $7 million if he doesn't hit his incentives. The only way he hits those incentives is by playing. So, yeah, you know, Mutt brought up the point of, well, he's still going to get paid. Yes, he will still get paid. But we are decreasing his ability to earn his maximum earning potential. And again, I'm not comfortable doing that until we know every single one of these details. And if it becomes criminal, or if it looks like it should become criminal, I'll change my mind then. But based on what I know today, based on what I've read, it makes me uncomfortable, makes me a little bit sick, in fact, when I read Shaughnessy, when I hear Mutt talking about this guy shouldn't be a Patriot, he shouldn't be on the field, he shouldn't have the right to play. Who the hell are you to judge? It is Sports Radio, WEI. Let's grab one more before the break. Let's go to Billy. Billy's in New Hampshire. Billy, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, how you doing, Patrick?
What's
nice
up, Billy?
To have met you today.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow morning, buddy.
Looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it.
Hey, two things. Basically, what you had touched on about the just was talking about with the civil case. Wouldn't a criminal case, winning a criminal case, actually increase your chances with a civil case?
Of course it would, yeah. Yep.
So I can't understand why you wouldn't go that route. And secondly, if he never screwed up in Pittsburgh and was still there, do you think there would be this kind of a backlash about what's going on?
No, I mean, remember, Ben Roethlisberger was accused of a very similar thing. He was accused of raping a girl, and that got hushed and went away very quickly.
Exactly. So I think this is the typical New England hatred across, you know, the United States, besides up here. I think it's going to become another gate. They want to make it another gate thing, you know, rape gate or, everything that happens here becomes a big deal.
No, you're right about that.
That's what I have to comment about.
All right, Billy, man, I appreciate the phone call. And,
all right, buddy.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good night.
Thanks, man. Billy's buying my Lexus. I'm excited about that. So the Lexus is for sale.
Wait. So you made a deal with them to buy your Lexus and then call into the radio station?
Well, yeah.
Was there any money taken off?
So he came to look at the car today, and he showed me the money in his bank account and said, look, I'm going to buy it right now. We're going to go to Bank of America together. But we got there. It was too late. They closed. So I didn't let him take the car, but I was uncomfortable because there's like eight other people that want to buy it. So he said, look, I'll call your show tonight. I promise you I'll be at your house with the cash tomorrow morning. Don't sell it to anybody else. So, look, he kept his word. He called into the show. Billy is buying the Lexus tomorrow. Then the new one gets delivered tomorrow afternoon. I'm looking forward to that as well.
Oh, snap.
I may not have been at EEI for the last week, Mutt, okay? But I still bought myself a new Lexus thanks to selling a tremendous amount of lollipops. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. When we come back, we'll continue with your phone calls here. I want to continue this discussion because so far, it's funny, so far everybody seems to be agreeing with me here. Everybody seems to think that Antonio Brown has the right to play. He's got the right to face his accuser. He's got the right to, I don't know, be a New England Patriot. And I just wonder, is that whole thing with Christian Peter and Myra Kraft, are there still Patriot fans out there that are more or less disappointed in the road the Patriots have gone down in the last 10 or 15 years, bringing in morally corrupt players, bringing in guys that Myra Kraft wouldn't agree with bringing into to New England? Have the Patriots lowered their character standards, to win? And at winning at all costs, ultimately, is it worth it in your minds? It is in my mind because, again, much like Charles Barkley said 30 years ago, I am not a role model. These guys are not role models. They are football players. They are paid to play football and win football games. If you look up to them or if you allow your children to look up to them, you got to be very selective as to who the people are that you allow your children to look up to. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls at 617-779-7937.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If he plays and there are more allegations that come up and eventually he ends up getting cut or ends up getting suspended, well, we don't have enough information in week two of the season. Patriots don't need him against the Dolphins. They can line up Ordway at wide receiver this week and win. Put Keith at left tackle. Put Dale on the defensive line. They're still winning this game. It's the freaking Dolphins.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
You know, you'd think Mutt would learn his lesson. Going down to Miami is never easy for the Patriots. I'm not saying Antonio Brown is going to make the difference or not. But what I am saying is I could give you the other side of that argument.
Wicked hot weather, dude. It's terrible down there.
If you're the Patriots and you think Antonio Brown is going to play a key role in winning another Super Bowl this year, aren't the Dolphins the perfect team to sort of get him some work against? You get him out there, get him comfortable with Tom Brady, get him comfortable lining up across from Josh Gordon, get him comfortable out there being a part of the Patriots offense because it's a game that you should win just for showing up. You know, you could make the other side of that argument there where the Patriots are trying to look at this as not a long-term investment, but at least a year-long investment into a player. He didn't have a preseason with the Patriots. He's been full of controversy since signing with the Oakland Raiders, so maybe him getting out there and being a part of a potential blowout is a good thing for the Patriots. It's a good thing for Antonio and a good thing for Tom Brady. So it is Sports Radio WEI. My name is Patrick Gilroy. Room for you guys here tonight at 617-779-7937. And earlier in the program, a caller brought up that this is a $75,000 civil suit. Now, I should have corrected the caller right then and there, but I didn't. Right now on paper, if you look it up, yeah, it's $75,000 because that is the minimum threshold needed to file a civil suit. If this thing goes somewhere, she can up that to millions upon millions of dollars. So ultimately, if this does go somewhere, it's going to be for a hell of a lot more than $75,000. Right now, that's simply the minimum threshold needed to file a civil suit. And to the texter here, and there's a couple of texters that said, well, how would we feel if this were Julian Edelman? It's ironic that that's the guy that we bring up because back in 2011, Halloween night 2011, a second-year player for the New England Patriots who only had three catches to that point in the season, he was not the guy he is now, Julian Edelman, was accused of sexual assault at a Halloween party, Halloween 2011. And could you imagine if the Patriots overreacted the way that you fans want him to now, the way that Mike Monansky wants the Patriots to overreact now, the way that that Dan Shaughnessy wants the Patriots to overreact to now? What if the Patriots had said, you know what? We're going to get up on our moral high horse here. We're not going to come to the defense of our player who was just accused of reaching underneath the girl's skirt and grabbing her crotch at a club on Halloween night in 2011. Look it up. That was the accusation. That was the charge. Julian Edelman was arrested. Okay? The Patriots didn't do that. They stuck by their man ultimately in mid-December, so 6-7 weeks later, the charges were dropped by the prosecution. Julian Edelman has gone on to be one of the greatest Patriot wide receivers of all time. So, you know, again here, Edelman was a part of this, and at the time, nobody was calling for his head. People were saying innocent until proven guilty. We sit here, and it's funny. When he's our own guy, we are quick to come to his defense. But when it's he's somebody that's considered an outsider, everything changes. We don't need this guy here. Well, it's week two of the NFL season. Maybe you don't need him here, or maybe your eyes were fooled last week because the Patriots were outstanding in week one. But if you don't think that at some point this season Antonio Brown's talent is going to shine through and be a potential difference maker on the field for this team being the difference between good and great, great and Super Bowl champion, then you don't realize how talented this guy is. And again, that talent is worth holding on to if he did nothing wrong criminally. If he did something wrong criminally, that is a different story altogether. We don't have those facts just yet. So it is Sports Radio, WEI, room for you, 617-779-7937. Let's grab a few more calls here. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in Rhode Island. Dennis, you next up here on WEI.
Hey, how's it going, Gilroy?
Good, Dennis. What's up, man?
So let's just say hypothetically that Antonio Brown gets put on suspension or gets put on the commissioner's list. And with Rob Gronkowski's interview, you know, a couple days ago saying that, joking around, you know, yeah, I'll skip the grind of the season. I'll come back in week 14, you know, for playoffs and stuff. If Antonio Brown gets put on that list or gets suspended, what do you think the chances of Brady calling Gronk saying, hey, man, Demaryius Thomas is gone, Antonio's gone. Like, you think you'll come back and help us out? I'm just curious as to what your thoughts are. And I definitely agree with you that I think Antonio should play, you know.
I think Gronk, Dennis,
absolutely.
I think Gronk is more likely to come back to play with Antonio Brown as opposed to coming back to save the day because Antonio can no longer play. You know what I mean? I think that Gronk wants to come back at some point this season and for the first time in his career, maybe go along for the ride, have a few big catches, but no longer be the guy that Tom Brady needs him to be for this team to win a potential Super Bowl.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, especially maybe that'll keep them healthier too, and especially taking the pressure off of Edelman being able to spread the ball out, keep them all healthier. Maybe they'll, you know, even get maybe one extra year out of that contract potentially.
Yeah.
And give Brady another chance if they don't get it this year.
No, I'm with you, Dennis. And that's a good point when you bring up Gronk. And, you know, we can play that sound coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. You know, Gronk was sort of half joking, playing around with Portnoy over there at Barstool, but. You know, he's dropped enough hits. He did it in that CBD press conference he had a few weeks ago where he said, I don't know if it'll be in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, or next year. But he's already talking about he knows he's going to get that itch to come back and play. He knows that itch is going to come. He retired very early. We're not talking about, you know, a 38-year-old guy like a Ben Watson getting the itch to come back and play. And Ben Watson, he will contribute to the Patriots this year. But he's no longer the player that he once was. We're not talking about that with Gronk. Gronk may not be the dynamic, game-changing player that he was a couple of years ago. But at 30 years old, he can still be an absolute force out there in the football field. And it is very, very difficult for guys to walk away from that. At some point here, he's going to miss the limelight. But I don't think it's going to be a phone call from Tom Brady that brings him back, because I promise you, Brady's already made that phone call. Don't forget, it was, what, 6 weeks ago, we saw the film of Brady and Gronk working out together out in L.A., out in the West Coast. So again, they've had that conversation. Gronk knows how badly Tom wants him to come back and play. It's going to take more than that for Rob Gronkowski to come back and play this year, but I do. I've said it from day one, and I will continue to say it. I firmly believe at some point here this year, he will come back and he will play. So it is Sports Radio, WEI. Let's grab a couple more before the break. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in South Boston. Mike, you're next up here on WEI.
Hey, Patrick. How you doing?
Good, Mike. What's up, man?
No, I was listening to Matt and Chris talk about the optic perception of the team and how much the Crafts care about that. But I don't see it. I mean, you have the owner of one of the biggest sports franchises in the world visiting prostitutes on a Super Bowl weekend. Yeah, some questionable signings. This is a business. It's bottom line. What's the profit? They don't really care. I love the Pats.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. So optics are a funny thing, because if all Robert Kraft cared about were optics and he wanted to get sexually taken care of, there was a much safer way to do it. He's a multi-billionaire.
Oh,
he didn't have to go out in public and risk, you know, he risked not only getting arrested, he risked other people seeing him or his picture being taken. He risked a lot going out there being as public as he is, and he did it anyway. So again, I think the Patriots' number one thing optically isn't perception, it's winning another Super Bowl. They want the optics of as many Lombardi trophies around them as they possibly can have.
They want the optics of the bottom line, how much did we make this year?
Yep.
The NFL is a dirty league. It's always been a dirty league. But the bottom line is profit, as in any business, profit.
And the Patriots are one of the most valuable franchises in all of professional sports. The profit is there, the value is there, and the championships are there. The Patriot way, again, is not some moral high ground type of way. It maybe it started that way, maybe it began that way, but it has not been that way for a very long time. And fans that like to fool themselves and trick themselves into believing that the Patriots still stand for that, they've been off for about 15 years. The Patriots don't stand for that. The Patriots, they stand for winning. Winning at any and all costs. That's what the New England Patriots stand for. That's what the New England Patriots do. And quite frankly, I applaud them for that. It is Sports Radio, WEI. Let's grab one more before the top. Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Brighton. Rich, you're next up here on WEI.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Rich.
You actually just stole my thunder with that speech you just made. I just wanted to weigh in on the...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.